coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Breadline or whatever?
Yeah, breadline, food shelter, that sort of thing. Everyone's still in like a three-piece suit.
Or do they
like,
still have food shelters?
Well, it's kind of a cornucopia. They're hard to get into.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying and take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, and if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name, not even joking about this, is Jurassic Mark.
I'm Skitty. You did. You had it legally changed.
I did.
Right onto your license? That would be crazy.
That would be great. I did have to...
Would you go first name Jurassic or last name Jurassic? Would you dump the baton?
Yeah, it'd be just one word, no spaces. Jurassic Mark.
Oh, like Prince.
Like Prince.
Would you do the at symbol?
Oh, interesting. So it's my Instagram handle?
Is it?
No. Oh. Yeah, I think it is actually, at Jurassic Mark. Speaking of changing your driver's license, I have not changed my name legally, but I did change my driver's license years ago. Mm-hmm. Because it says blonde. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've had a shaved head for a long time. Can it change? Is there an alternative? Like, I haven't had hair. And they're like, yeah, no problem. So my driver's license says bald.
Really?
Yeah. I was just asking. I'm like, is this possible?
Oh, because sure I'm like, is. I've got brown, but I'm losing my hair. And so I'm going to ask, can you put balding? As my hair color?
Well, I don't know if they still abbreviate it, but it used to be BLO for blonde, so it's just blow. Hmm. Now it's BAL. I'm like, either way, I can't get a whole word here, no matter what I... Hmm. So I went from blow to ball.
Oh, dear.
Bal. Maybe it's bal, because there's only one L.
Either way, it's not looking good for you.
But,
well, it was a great week.
Do you like my hat?
I do.
I have a story about this hat. So if you can see, it's kind of graffiti art that says, mm-hmm. I heart hats. And it was at the P&E, the big fair in our area.
Yeah.
And one year, and went into this hat booth, this hat tent. And I've got hats everywhere. And then they had this one bin of kind of just loose ball caps in the middle. And I found this one. I'm like, this looks like it's hand done. It says, I heart hats, which was the name of the booth. I heart hats.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, is this for sale? And so I'm like, is this one for sale? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, great. So I bought this hat. And as they're checking me in, the guy's laughing. And even more so, this other lady is laughing. And I'm like, what? Is there an inside joke? And he's like, yeah, I basically won a bet. We didn't actually make a bet, but I won a bet. And I'm like, what? He's like, I drew that hat like an hour ago. I'm like, you drew this like yourself? He's like, yeah. And he goes, she told me not to put it out there because it just is wrecking our hat display. And it's only been out on the floor for 10 minutes and you're buying it. And I'm like, it's a great hat. Will you sign it? He goes, oh, no, I don't wreck it. I'm like, yeah, sign it. So he's a Chinese guy and he put a little, I'll use my Chinese little signature stamp on his hat. So
I've had it for
a couple of years now.
Dummy.
Yeah. Idiot bought this hat. Yeah.
That's really cool. The story makes it even better.
Than the crappy hat it was?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't made fun of this hat yet.
No.
Like my other hat.
Well, that other hat needed work. So, your daughter gave me a little candy cup filled with differing...
Again this
chocolate
week?
...chocolate treats. I know. It's she's a very generous person. I loved it so much the first time. Out it comes again for round two.
Perfect.
I bit into one, and I'm not certain what I just ate.
Well, you've got a mix. I can see.
I can see that now.
Chocolate eggs and M&Ms.
I didn't know that. So these are some Easter leftovers. Definitely, like there was a. I've been eating peanut covered M&Ms, and then I wasn't.
Oh, I see.
And so I'm just getting over the textural change.
Oh, I see.
Can you imagine my shock when I was thinking, "Oh, this is going to be something that has nuts in it,"
right?
And then it turns out it doesn't. That's all I have to say.
I can only imagine the surprise.
It was a surprise. Yeah, and it wasn't a pleasant surprise.
No, it never is. No. When you discover the nuts are missing, it's like shocking.
Absolutely.
When you think that's what
you've
got.
This whole time, it's been nuts.
It's been M&M nuts. and then peanuts.
And then it wasn't.
And then it was just chocolate eggs.
It was a textural change that I wasn't into.
The worst example of that I can think of is, I don't know, this is years ago, in my head, I was about to drink Sprite. I think it was because somebody else had Sprite. But it was breakfast time, and I had a glass of milk. And thinking Sprite, drinking milk, I almost vomited.
Really?
Because just like, is it thickness to milk that gross. Sprite would not have.
That's really viscous.
And so when your body, when your taste buds are expecting something, anyway. Yeah, I brought up my hat, candy.
Yeah, is that one of those things that you said you were never going to tell anybody?
About which one, the milk?
Just like one of your life secrets or something.
Oh, I'm with you. I was going to say, did you ever watch the series Superstore? Did you enjoy that?
I've seen episodes of it.
I loved it. It was great. So we're going to have the manager from Superstore tell us today's idiom.
Okay, let's see what happens.
And hopefully I actually have things plugged in this week, because last week was...
Well, here's hoping.
Okay, let's keep this under our hats. I don't want anyone to start acting weird around him.
So it's the first half of that. Keeping it under your hat. Keep it under your hat is today's idiom.
Secrets can be really fun. Now, sure. I don't know if it's like an age-related thing or like profession-related thing, because like I'm a secret keeper.
Okay.
And then when people sometimes...
You know, like when people come because of their time in the professional booth with you.
Yes, I'm a clergy person.
Yes.
And so it's people come and they tell you something, and there's like this vow of secrecy to like never talk about it. But then when people are curious about following it up, it's like, remember that thing I was telling you about? And I'm like, no, I don't remember it.
Oh, you're so good at keeping secrets, you remove it from your memory.
It's somewhere between so good at keeping a secret and like Alzheimer's. Somewhere in between there, I'm starting to drift around a bit. Yeah, so I'm a perfect person to tell secrets to, because I can't remember.
That's good. I'll remember that.
Okay. And so how about we tell secrets to like introverts? People are like, oh, there's like introverts. They don't want to get out. But
maybe that'll get them out of being an introvert, because they so desperately want to tell somebody your business.
Or they just won't talk to anybody. And so you're guaranteed that their secret's not going to get out.
Or maybe that'll be what breaks them of this.
An introvert cycle with of Alzheimer's. Introversion. An introvert with Alzheimer's.
An introvert with Alzheimer's.
That would be like...
Would they even remember that they're an introvert? Or they would start chatting to somebody and go, oh, wait a minute. I'm an introvert.
And then you're like, huh, you remember a lot. You don't have Alzheimer's. The gig's up.
Huh.
It's a layered thought.
I like to think I'm a good secret keeper, but I don't think people tell me their secrets. I don't know. I don't got anything on anybody.
Well, the fact that you would phrase it as "got it on somebody" is probably why they don't tell you stuff. That's probably why they don't tell me.
I've got no dirt. Nobody tells me nothing. Yeah, no, I think I'd be a good secret keeper. Maybe. Somebody give me a go. Somebody try it with me. Tell me a secret.
Well, we did this once. I was with a friend. And I won't say all the circumstances surrounding it.
Are you about to tell somebody's secret right now?
Well, it was a secret that I'm also involved in, and it was at an event of other clergy, and it was, tell us a secret about yourself you've never told anybody.
Okay.
And this one thing just jumped into my mind. I couldn't let it go. It's really terrible. And so I'm not going to say in all the who's and all the details.
Is it me?
No, it was that this one time as struggling students, we were so poor for Mother's Day that we stole flowers from a cemetery.
So they're confessing the secret.
Yeah, so I was.
Did you not just burst out laughing?
No, I'm the one. That was my
secret. That was actually you?
That was my secret.
Is it true?
Yes. And so there's something about like, and then when there was a part where the person was like, okay, we're sharing secrets, and the person said this, and you could just see the look on their face fall like, we agreed to never say this. Like, this is off the map. Like, this wasn't going to be ever talked about to our graves. And,
oh, wow. Yeah. Speaking of graves.
Yeah. Isn't that a terrible, terrible human being thing? Taking flowers from a dead person's grave?
You know...
That's sick. That's weird.
But I mean, I wouldn't ever do it, but...
That young person...
Like, obviously we're young. If it was you stealing it... from a cemetery for your mom. So you would have been youthful or childlike.
Well, I didn't say it was for my mom.
Oh. Okay, changed everything. If you stole flower, you said Mother's Day.
I did. Yep.
Got it.
I've not said anything untruthful.
Anyway, what I picture is Oliver Twist with holes in the knees of his britches.
Okay.
Toes sticking out of the shoes. But I want to get my mom some flowers. And he strolls by a cemetery, and there's flowers in perfect condition that the person who they're intended to be given to will never know. And he takes them and gives them to his mom. Here you go, mom. Oh, Oliver, how'd you afford this? Oh, mom.
You
spent my last pence, I did.
You and your skinny britches.
See, that's how I pictured that going down. So you're good. You're Oliver Twist.
Yeah, it was.
It's please, one of those, might have some more.
It was one of those things, like, you know, the 30 plus years later, that it's just...
I know your age, so you were in your 20s.
Well, there you go. Holy Columbo. This is why people don't tell you stuff. I didn't know I was going to get kojacked.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, yeah, you should have kept it under your hat.
Yeah, so this vow of secrecy... But there's a lot of places that have, like, so, like, as a clergy person, there's differing secrets. You can't, you have to, there are some exceptions to that rule and things that you can't
divulge.
Keep secret. Yeah.
Yeah, legally or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. And then, but a lot of places have this, like, non-disclosures, like where you...
Even doctor patient?
Sure.
Yep. Yeah.
You can't talk about what's going on.
You know who should...
be a terrible doctor, eh? You're like, oh, Frank, hey, how's that crazy rash going? You're like, well, shut up. What are you doing? You run into your doctor at the superstore.
I thought you were going to say that you would be a terrible doctor because you can't remember secrets. So it's like, I'm back. It's returned. Yeah. Who was it? What returned?
That's crazy, right? Wow. What's your name again?
I've been watching, this is a little off topic, I've been watching this
weird
documentary called, I think it's called Turning Point. It's a whole bunch of historical moments, Cold War and whatever. You know who should have kept it under his hat? Gorbachev and that birthmark. Why didn't he wear hats more?
A little bit of makeup.
It looks like a map of continents on his forehead.
He has incontinence on his forehead. Somebody incontinenced right on his head. Yeah, it does look like a piece of...
Do you remember, what was it, Naked Gun? Where there's an actor playing Gorbachev and Leslie Nielsen goes over and gets a moist towelette and wipes it off.
I don't remember. That sounds about right.
Anyway, keeping it under your hat means to keep a secret or keep it quiet. Like, I've told you something, keep it under your hat.
Yeah. That's secrets.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're good.
Secrets I did come good. Across those other reasons, hats. This keeping something under your hat. Psychology.
Wow.
Automaton. Psychology of automatons. Psychology of wearing hats.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
I'm all ears. I just saw a video of myself. Okay. I really am all ears.
Not right now. You got a little Princess Leia.
Well, yeah, I got my headphones
Princess
on.
Princess Leia down in
I was watching a video of myself Ohio. Talking, and I'm like, look at the ears on that guy.
You could be on a ranch right now.
I wish I could keep them under my hat.
You got a good ranch vibe.
I can almost tuck them into my head. That's the problem.
You don't have big ears.
I do have big ears.
No. Well, okay.
Don't laugh over there.
No, I'm just messing. You don't have big ears. You're fine.
Big nose. I've always been made fun of my big nose, and now I'm noticing my big ears. Are they maybe they're growing. That's why I'm noticing. Why do I notice my own ears?
Maybe it's time to join
only
a circus.
Now. I need a magic feather. I can start flying.
Okay. Psychology of wearing hats.
Yeah.
Maybe some of these you'll identify with because you're a hat wearer.
I am.
Okay. Fashion. Just as like an expression of of who you feel you are. I'm a... Like, this somehow carries vibe.
Sure. It's a like look. It's a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Increasing confidence. So, mood boosting.
Like, wear a hat to increase your confidence?
Yes. It's like that somehow it brings confidence.
Oh, interesting. I don't know about that. I think I know people that wear hats because of their lack of confidence, whether it's thinning hair or...
I read that wrong. It is lack of confidence. You're right.
Actually?
No, of course. No.
I can't imagine it's why confident. Wearing a hat would make you more confident.
This third one said that there's another increased cognitive process, and that they go through, they listed out studies where people who were wearing hats, that it had effect on memory.
No way.
Yeah. That's nice.
That's, you should wear hats more. You can remember people's crap.
I wear hats all the time. And then I was like, as I started losing hair, it was like, bro, you got to stop wearing a hat, man. You're just going to lose it all.
Oh, because the hat.
The hat, like rubbing off the hair.
Really?
Yeah. And then I stopped wearing hats and I just don't wear hats. Maybe in summer in order to keep from frying my skull. But other than that, excuse me.
What's your future here? Does your family, the men in your family, have bald heads?
I'm doomed.
You say it like being bald's a negative thing.
Oh, I mean, it's awesome.
That's okay.
As the guy who
I've been shaving my head since I was 21, so
yeah. So like, we all have these runaway foreheads, like 8 head. It's so big. It's usually, you can tell by how many fingers above you need to put. And if you put your, it's like, oh, they're like a 2-finger forehead that's before your hairline starts.
Hits.
Yeah. And then it's like 3. I can do a full 4 and I'm still got like room for another 4.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's out of control. That's just, it's over. Whatever.
Whatever.
It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Okay. And this one.
Does it bug you? Doesn't bug you, does it?
No, it's just care? At this stage. No, I've given up, buddy.
It just but did it ever bug you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean,
of course. Like, what person isn't bothered by...
I guess.
What man?
Maybe I just because I avoided it altogether by shaving my head at 21.
But that's what actually makes you timeless. It's like you can't tell in a photo when it was taken of you.
Right. I don't remember that hairstyle.
It's like, it's always the same. It's like, oh, I was just in high school.
That guy never ages.
Okay, and this final one.
Yeah.
Regarding wearing hats, psychology of wearing hats. Protect themselves from surroundings for people who suffer with poor self-esteem or anxiety.
It's the same thing. Boost your confidence.
This is the last one that, yes. No, so it was, yeah, so it was an anxiety related, and that somehow it provided like covering so that you were like.
Isn't that the same as putting it on to boost your confidence?
Well, they gave it a different category. Mood increase, confidence.
What about just putting it on because it's cold outside? Where's the psychology in that?
I guess it's just facts at that point. Temperature. Thermal.
What if it's putting on a hat to, well, maybe that's the fashion one, when you're like rooting on something, like a team
that hat. It represents you. That could be fashion.
Yeah, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, I never thought about hiding in my hat.
No, I never thought about it. I mean, you can. You can dip your brim down. And
every kind of like espionage spy movie is always quickly change your outfit, throw off your jacket, put on a baseball hat, put on some sunglasses. It's a different person.
And all the spies in older TV wore fedoras to hide their face and look up from their newspaper if the eye holes weren't cut out of the newspaper.
That's real high-tech spying then. Do they have eye holes? Like a paper balaclava?
It's more like a Don Knotts, Tim Conway, private eyes situation.
Yeah, so anyways, interesting things about hats.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Was there like write-ups on each of those categories? When you say the psychology, those are more like reasons too, but...
Yeah, and there was papers on related to at least a couple of them.
Huh.
That they referenced studies. So, yeah, I thought it was interesting. Reasons why people, the psychology behind wearing a hat.
Also, like, sometimes someone will wear it because it brings them life. Like, there must have been some magic in that old top hat he wore.
Right. Frosty. That's why. It wasn't just a fashion statement. No, it was actually part of his life system.
It made him live, yeah.
Like, his ice blood wouldn't move.
There's probably famous hats, like Indiana Jones's hat. That's all I got.
That's one.
That's one.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh yeah, Abraham Lincoln, famous for wearing. Oh, he must okay, have famous for wearing hat. One. Yeah, yeah. Interesting. It's people you can't picture without a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Every baseball player,
hockey players, wears a helmet.
The Edge. He always has that beanie on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's at least
Captain
4 people.
Stubing.
There's at least 4 people. Okay, work requirements.
Yeah, maybe. Work requirements. So uniform hats.
Back in the day, there was just a different level of, like, if you see, like,
Even a bus driver or a milkman.
Yes, everyone, there was always something in a specific hat for their job. But fascinating, even in like homeless lines, going to some like
bread line or whatever.
Yeah, bread line, food shelter, that sort of thing. Everyone's still in like a 3-piece suit.
Still have food shelters?
Well, it's kind of a cornucopia. They're hard to get into. Yeah, once you've eaten it once, it's done.
Cornucopia is a food shelter that's hard to get into. That's great. Sorry, food line, people wearing hats.
Well, just that they dressed up like it was like a pride.
Old-timey pride.
I don't care how poor I am, I'm still going to dress up nice.
Every guy had a shirt and tie and a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good old days.
Good old days.
Before our time.
We just wrecked it. Anyways, we should probably find out where this little gem actually does come from.
You would say that.
Let's hear it.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origin.
All right, well, let's take a little dip into the origins of keeping it under your hat. Over the years, this idiom, keeping it under your hat, has actually had a, I was surprised to learn this a little bit, a slight shift in meaning. So in the mid-1800s, the term was used in Britain as an admonishment to keep something in your head, to leave something to your imagination. So not to keep a secret, but to like, oh, we'll leave that to your imagination. So like, and then what happened? Well, you can keep that under your hat.
I did hear keep it under wraps as an alternate.
Sure, yeah.
But I didn't know if wraps was like more like...
keep it under wraps is still keeping a secret, though. Whereas this original meaning to it meant, I'll leave that for your match. So I met this woman at a bar and went home. And then what happened?
Man.
Well, you'll have to keep that under your hat. Like, leave it to your imagination to assume what happened next.
That sounds crazy. I would never use that idiom in that way.
No, because it's changed. The oldest example of this use of the phrase is in the History of Pendennis by William Makepeace Thackeray, published in 1848. Then the idiom, this is what always happens, travels to America and its meaning changed. By the 1890s to its current definition, meaning to keep something a secret. There are some who believe that the shift in meaning could be because, you're going to love this because you brought it up, could be because of Abraham Lincoln. He had, this is for real, had a habit of keeping secret papers in the lining of his stovepipe hat.
That's funny.
So he kept physical secrets on papers in his hat. So the fact that Lincoln did that, in fact, Lincoln is quoted as referring to his hat as his office.
That's kind of funny.
He kept that many things in his hat.
It's like a magician.
Right? So it is possible.
Top secret documents.
That it switched its meaning because we know Abraham Lincoln legitimately kept papers in his hat.
Wonder if you're being,
it's like you keep secrets in your hat. Like Abraham Lincoln.
Like all the hubbub now with presidents keeping documents in like non-secure locations.
Yeah, like right now?
In your hat?
In your hat.
Launch codes for the cannons?
Mr. President, did you also have these documents in your stovepipe hat? Yes, I did.
No, I didn't.
How long did you have it there? 4 score. Okay, so here's an alternate origin story. There's an origin story that states that keeping it under your hat dates back to a time when archers kept their bowstrings under their hats in order to keep them dry, and that part is true, but the idiom keeping it under your hat isn't used for centuries after that.
Is that why, like, Robin Hood had that like green hat and tight pants?
I don't know about the tight pants,
skinny britches.
He may have kept the string of his bow in his little hat.
What I think is weird about that is like you're a hat wearer. You know, you sweat like a pig in a hat. Like sometimes it's just like when it's hot or like if you're doing something physical, it's like you get the sweat brim where it's like
the band.
It is not dry up there.
Yeah.
It's moist.
That's true. I guess if you're outdoors though, in Britain's wetlands, archering foxes, you're not sweating as much.
I guess. I think
and you don't have pockets. You don't have a fanny pack. You have your hat. That's even though you might sweat, that's the driest place.
I don't know.
It's drier than the tight britches.
Fair enough.
So what else? Apart from gold and string and presidential secrets might you keep under your hat? Well, of course, it's your head. And so keeping something under your hat, it just means keeping something inside your head means keep a secret. So that's the meaning alluded to in the early citations of the phrase in print. The oldest, I mentioned Pendennis by William Makepeace Thackeray in 1848. This is the actual quote. Thus, O friendly readers, we see how every man in the world has his own private griefs and business. Different than having your own private briefs. You and your wife have pressed the same...
You should keep your briefs private.
Definitely. You and your wife have pressed the same pillow for 40 years and fancy yourselves united. Pshaw. Does she cry out when you have the gout? Or do you lie awake when she has the toothache? Ah, sir, a distinct universe walks about under your hat and under mine. So, all does your
she,
secrets.
Does she cry out when you have the gout?
There you go. Secrets under your hat is your head. In your head are your secrets. Keep everything
so weird
under your hat. And that is the origins of keeping it under your hat.
I like it. That's some good research.
No robotic ducks in this one, but
it's still pretty impressive.
Finding out that Abraham Lincoln kept presidential secrets inside his stovepipe hat maybe is
that's
fantastic.
It's under the Donald's hair.
That's why he's got that hair.
He's got secrets under there.
He's got the big red button. Just needs to part his hair.
Doot. Who knows? I can't imagine, like, this is my office. It's like a fanny pack, but for your head.
Yeah.
If it's a stovepipe hat.
Yeah. That thing must have fit just perfectly for him to be able to do that.
Yeah, because it's like just no.
The perfect seal, like a Tupperware lid, like when you open his hat, you're...
Hermetic.
Yeah, there you go. That's the end of that.
Yeah, there's probably some terrible keep it under your hat Lincoln assassination joke.
Oh, man.
That if we chewed on it long enough, but we're out of time. But just
keep this under your hat.
Just marinate a bit. Anyways, well, it was a fantastic story. That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Instead of 2 or 3 weeks in a row of like, yeah, there's not really
yeah, there's
much.
Nothing here. It's
there's
trash.
Not much here.
Okie dokie.
Let's still record for 30 minutes.
It's fantastic. Well, we are, our producer has told us we need to get this party wrapped up, so we should get into some riddlings.
You want to?
Yep.
All right, then, in that case, riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question and requires a two-part overlapping answer, overquacking by syllable, sound, word, or word. So, for example, if you don't mind, last week our idiom was, if it walks like a duck, and we left you with this one. You've had a week to think about this. Then it's probably a wide-billed water bird, is what World War II kids practiced in class.
If it walks like a duck under your desk, if it walks like a duck...
That's it.
Is it?
But do you know what the little catchphrase was for that?
Stop, duck, and roll.
No, that's for fires.
Okay.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, okay.
It was duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So if it walks like a duck and cover...
It's good.
Yeah.
And I feel smarter.
You are smarter.
Every day.
Looking.
Here we go. Well, I've got two prepared.
I've got a couple.
Let me start off with this nice, simple one. This secret holding idiom scores 3 goals.
Mm.
This secret holding idiom scores 3 goals.
That would be keep it under your hat trick.
That's it.
Hat trick. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Australia is said to keep its secret here. Australia is said to keep its secrets here.
That would be down under your hat.
That's it. Simple, simple.
Okay. Count to 10 and look for people, but keep it under your hat.
What?
Count to 10 and look for people, but keep it under your hat.
Oh. Oh, okay. Hide and go secret.
That's a hide and go secret.
Oh, I had to think about that one. Yeah. Very nice. All right, well, I got one more.
Well, we would love to hear from you, Illegitimate Children. Reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Beautiful. Here it is. You may be asked to keep a secret here, but bury this to let bygones be bygones.
One more time.
You may be asked to keep a secret here, but bury this to let bygones be bygones.
Okay.
You got it?
No.
Not really?
No, because the thing I was thinking of uses the word keep. And so if the question has to keep, then I must not be on the right thing.
All right.
So I will chew on that a bit. Well, it's still good, and that is 3 minutes gone. Well, we have, what's this final announcement here before we check
out? Oh, right. I was going to save that to the very end, but...
Oh, the very, very end. Okay, yeah. Well, we can save it to the very, very end.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's fun putting today's episode together. I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
It's true. Get under your hat.
Last 3 minutes gone.